Hi everyone, welcome to the College Exploration Spotlight Series. My name is Victoria and I work for the Charlotte Mecklenburg Library. Each episode, we're going to be interviewing current or recently graduated students at a variety of schools for teens to learn more about colleges before applying. Finding the right school to fit your wants and needs can be hard, but the library is here to help. Let's have some fun and explore these schools together. All opinions expressed by interviewees are solely their current opinions and do not reflect the opinions of Charlotte Mecklenburg Library or its affiliates. Their opinions are based upon their experiences and information in which they consider to be reliable. Today I'm talking with Kinsey. Hi, thank you so much for talking with me today.
Thank you for having me.
All right, so what school do you attend and where is it located?
I go to Winthrop University and it's located in Rock Hill. It's about half an hour away from Charlotte.
So for anyone who hasn't ventured into Rock Hill before, can you talk about what it's like?
Yeah, so I want to say there's around 50,000, I think, people here. It's sort of like a medium-sized city, I'd describe it as. It's not quite like a suburb. It's sort of like its own city in itself, but it is very close to Charlotte, which is super nice. It's split up, I'd say, into a couple different areas. You're going to have like your target area with all like a bunch of chain restaurants and things like that. And then there's also the downtown area, where if you're looking for more like local shops and like small businesses, that's where they're going to be at.
That's cool. So let's talk about campus a little bit. What size campus would you say that it is? Would you say it's easy to navigate? And then how far would you typically have to get like walk or bike or take a shuttle or whatever to get to class? And then what's the parking situation like there?
Okay. So I'd say our campus is like a medium-sized campus. And it is pretty easy to navigate. I can walk to any of my classes in about like 10 minutes. Mm-hmm. Our classes are split up. So there's like a 15 minute time slot in between them if you have back-to-back classes, and I've never been late for a class that way. As far as like getting around campus, we do have like a bike share system that you can like rent out bikes for free and take those around. Otherwise, a lot of students either skateboard or longboard. Usually they do that for fun too, just not even in between classes. As far as parking, it's pretty good. There is like spots in front of the dorms and everything, and those are always like the first to go. Like that's the hot commodity. You want those good spots. But we do have like a bigger parking lot that's sort of off to the side a little bit. You will always get a spot in there if you can't get one in front of your dorm, but everyone's always going for the ones in front of your dorm. But that parking lot is only like 10 minutes away too, so it's never going to be more than like a 10-minute walk anywhere.
That's awesome. I actually went to Winthrop for my first year of college, so I have a general idea of like what it was when I was there. So yeah, I think you're right. And it's kind of centralized in the kind of like it's immersed within Rock Hill. It's not set off to the side. So like when you come off campus, you are like right there in Rock Hill. So
yeah, definitely. You're right in the middle of everything. Yeah.
So I'm assuming you have lived on campus, or maybe you still even do live on campus?
Yes, I do. I'm a sophomore right now, and I've lived on campus this year and last year.
Okay, so will you talk a little bit about the residence halls, what types of, you know, and styles of dorms there are, etc.?
Okay, so we have a few different types. There's communal style, which you're normally going to stay in as a freshman, and then there's suite style and apartment style. Depending on, apartment style is usually sophomores and up, but the suite style you can get into as a freshman. But mostly as a freshman, you're going to be in communal style. You always hear like so many horror stories about communal style residence halls, but like they're really not that bad. They help form like a sense of community between the people in there, which I really appreciate in my freshman year. And then once you meet people from that, then I'd recommend going into a suite.
Absolutely. So what is the food like on campus? What type of options do you have?
Okay, so we have our main dining hall, Thompson, which is going to be like that all day thing. As a freshman, you get like unlimited access and stuff. But we also have a little like our student center called Diggs. There's going to be like a bunch of stuff like pool tables and like a video game area. And then on the lower level of that, there's like a food court area. We have Chick-fil-A, Einstein Bros, like the sort of Chipotle style place. And then Asian cuisine. Yeah. And then we also have a Subway too. So it's really like a mix of things, I'd say. There's a variety for everyone. I always like switching it up. I do have like a meal plan on campus too this year. So I don't know, just keeping like a balance of like going to different places. I really appreciate doing that.
That's awesome. Would you say there are options for people who might have any dietary restrictions or follow like veganism or vegetarianism or anything?
Yes, our dining hall is actually super good about like we have like a homestyle section, but in there, I'd say about like 50% of the time, like it's gonna be vegan. And it's not like weird vegan where you're like hesitant to eat it. It's always like rice and things like that. So even like if you're not vegan, you're still like sort of getting like a sense of what veganism is, without it being like sort of like putting you off at all.
That's cool.
Yeah.
All right, so let's switch gears a little bit. Will you tell me about your best faculty experience?
Okay, so mine probably would be from my advisor last year. I got hooked up with a super good one. Like I came in undeclared. I wasn't really sure what I wanted to do. And then I met, like, I was put in a business class because I was interested in becoming a business major. And my advisor ended up being in the concentration that I wanted, which is marketing. She was just so awesome. Like, our faculty are always like willing to meet with you outside of class just to get to know them and stuff. And I was like looking to her for a lot of like counsel on like what I wanted to do with my life and things like that. And she was super awesome about just like guiding me through the process, what my options are, and like what I need to do starting freshman year to get to where I wanted to be.
That's awesome. I had a very similar experience. I had a French professor when I was there who I created a wonderful relationship with, and she was so helpful for me in my first semester there, and we have kept in contact even to this day. So there's definitely some great relationships to be made there on campus with the professors.
Definitely.
So I know campus life is probably a little weird right now, but what is campus life like usually?
Okay, so usually in normal years, there's so many like, and there still are this year, there's so many different organizations to join. In normal years, obviously, it's going to be in person. This year, it's about 50-50, I'd say, split between like in-person and online meetings. But really, just a variety of a ton of different organizations that you wouldn't think to join before coming in. You might just like see a poster for it or something, and you're like, oh, I'd be interested in that. And within those organizations, there is ton of like leadership positions, which I like didn't really think about before coming into college, but like now I'm like, oh yeah, I want to go for those, which is super cool. And I'd say a lot of students are involved in like more than one organization. Sometimes the organizations like have a theme, like, oh, I know this person's going to be in this because they're really into leadership. And other times it's just like a random mix of like intramural sports with like a club that they do for fun and stuff. So it's pretty cool. I'd say most students on campus are involved in like organizations.
That's awesome. So, what is your major and your, if you have minors, what are they? And then what's the curriculum like? And do you have any special requirements for things, whether they be within your program or within the school that you have to accomplish before you graduate?
Okay, so I am a business major. And at Winthrop, when you go into it as a business major, you have to choose a concentration. We have a couple different ones. Mine is in marketing. So with that, I do have an internship required before I graduate. And I think students typically do that in between their junior senior year or in the spring of their junior year. So that's what goes along with that.
Absolutely. And then does the requirement for the cultural event still exist for Winthrop, or has that kind of been disbanded because of COVID, or is
Yes.
that a thing?
So that I believe seniors who graduated in May of this year, this past year, 2020, they were able to get any ones they didn't get done waived because we got sent home 2 months early. But that still exists right now, and I can talk a little bit about that.
Yeah, please do.
Yeah, so Winthrop has a thing required called cultural events, and those are going to look different like throughout the semester they're held. And that can look like a performance by our theater department. It can look like a foreign language film. It can look like a bunch of different things depending on which ones you go to, or like a presentation. Like a lot of them are centered around voting and things like that right now, which is kind of cool. But it's really just a way to go in and learn something you didn't know about before. Normally they're going to be free to go to, and I want to say there's around like 50 held per semester. So you can split it too. I got 17 done my freshman year because I really like going to them. But some people push them off till their senior year and they get like 18 in one semester, which is kind of crazy, but it's doable.
So, if I remember correctly, it's equivalent to three a semester by the time you're done, or is
I
it more than that? Or is it five? I can't
I believe
remember.
three, yeah.
Okay, yeah. So, whatever the equivalent is, there's at least I would say at least minimum three per semester that you're there. And that's what's really nice about having, like you said, like the 50 plus offerings. Most of them are free, but there are ones that would cost money. But there's so many different options, but it is kind of their way of getting you to be involved in campus and learning some different things.
Yeah, definitely.
Okay, so were there any specific factors that led you to choose Winthrop over any other school you might have applied to?
A couple different ones. There was kind of a lot of stuff weighing in. I'm actually an out-of-state student. I'm from Minnesota. So
Okay.
coming down to South Carolina was sort of like a jump for me. Why I came to Winthrop sort of because I came on the tour and I got really interested. On my other college tours, I was sort of indifferent. I was like, okay, I could go here. But when I came and toured Winthrop, I was like, I could see myself going here because my tour guide was mentioning like different things that I became interested in. And I was like, oh, if I was here, I would want to be involved with this. Like we have fitness classes. And I was like, oh, I'd want to go to those. And she was like, oh, this is a great place to study. I was like, I could see myself studying here. And it was just sort of envisioning myself like being there. So that really weighed into it a lot. I also felt like super welcomed when I came and toured. They really, the faculty and like the people that I talked to some current students, and they really went out of their way to make me feel welcomed.
That's awesome. All right. So, my very last question is, what do you wish you had known that an incoming or prospective student can benefit from?
Okay, so as a prospective student, I would definitely tell them to talk to current students that are an option. Reach out to their admissions office and whoever, get in contact with some prospective students, even if you aren't from the area. I would also say get on a tour if you are able to. And during that tour, this is sort of a little tip, ask your tour guide what dorms to stay in. It can be so telling about it. Like they will definitely help you out. I did that on my tour and I love the dorm that I ended up staying in my freshman year. So definitely do that, especially if you don't have a lot of knowledge, like inside knowledge about the campus. It's super helpful. For incoming students, I would definitely recommend getting involved and investing yourself like so hard. Like do everything that you can to get involved. Always be the first person in the room to introduce yourself. This is super helpful. It's kind of hard sometimes, but really push yourself to do it, and that sort of makes your experience.
I agree. There's a lot to be gained from being involved and introducing yourself and asking the questions because there's so much to know even once you get on campus. And so making your decision so much easier if you ask the questions ahead of time, and then getting to know people makes the whole experience easier too when you get
Yeah,
there.
definitely.
All right. Well, thank you so much for talking with me today. It's been great kind of catching up and learning a little bit more about how Winthrop's doing now from when I was there. And I wish you the best of luck on the rest of your school year.
Yes, thank you, Victoria.
The library wants to be able to help teens on their journey as best we can. So for more information about college and career connections, please visit Charlotte-Mecklenburg Library's website, cmlibrary.org/teens, and also check out the Career Exploration Spotlight podcast series. Thanks so much for tuning in and listening to today's episode. If you loved what you just heard or know someone who would, please share it. Take a screenshot of the episode and share it on social media, and don't forget to tag us. Last but not least, if you want to lend your personal support to what we're doing, leave a review on your podcast provider. Tune in every other week for a new episode of the College Exploration Spotlight series, and we'll see you then.